Number 80 from June 2012, Preventative Maintenance. My life in the country would probably become an episode on the television show Man vs. Wild. I am beginning to wonder if there is not a critter out there that has not attacked me, mauled me, stung me, stolen from me, or annoyed me. I saw a nice red fox in the pasture about 3 weeks ago, and he has not done anything to me yet. But give him a chance. He may still dig a hole, and I'll step in it and sprain an ankle. I know that there is a snapping turtle as big as a manhole cover out in the pond, and I shudder to think what damage he might do to me someday. I've already gone 3 out of 5 falls with cows, dogs, gophers, flies, geese, starlings, and rabbits, and have come up on the short end of the stick, so what's next? Apparently, what's next is raccoons. There is a sycamore tree by the gateway to the north pasture that has a big hole in the trunk, about 2 feet off the ground. One day, as I was walking up the lane past this tree, I thought I saw movement in the hole, and sure enough, there was a raccoon in there. She scrambled up inside the trunk of the tree, but I went over to look, and there were 4 little baby raccoons down at the bottom of the hole. They were all brown and cute as the dickens. As time went on, I would stop and look at the mother raccoon when she was home and at the babies when she was not. Eventually, they began to get their gray coloring with the black stripes, and I knew it would not be long before they would leave the nest and be out and about doing their raccoon business. All of this time, I knew that I should probably get the rifle and shoot her, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it with those cute babies and all. After all, I reasoned, how much harm could this family of raccoons possibly do? However, I kept hearing my father's words in my head about not getting too familiar with raccoons because they can be really mischievous and destructive. I think the exact expression was crazier than a pet coon. It must be their little opposable thumbs that make them so handy. I should have known of the mischief because already last summer, a raccoon opened the covered pail of calf starter feed I had on the back porch and helped herself to it after dumping it all out. But I did nothing, so I shouldn't have been surprised to look out the window and see the raccoon staring down at our new cat on the porch. Deborah has been spoiling our cat by putting her on full feed out there on the porch, and there's usually some cat food left overnight. This raccoon has been coming up every night, I would guess, and has supplemented her diet with a little bit of cat food. I am now one of the biggest raccoon feeders in the area. I should have nipped this thing in the bud, I told myself. But I had not done that. Now I have a bigger problem to face. But that is the way most things are in life. Something gets started, and we know we should do something about it, but we just let it go a while and see what happens. What usually happens is something bigger and something worse. There are many examples of this in our lives. We start to gain a few pounds, but don't change our eating habits and our exercise patterns, and pretty soon our weight is way out of control and endangering our health. We start to charge a few things on our credit cards, and before you know it, we are over our limit and getting another credit card to borrow against so we can pay on the first credit card, and then we are in serious debt. Or we may not be digesting food very well and think that something might be going on, but we don't get it checked out until it's too late and we find we have colon cancer. Or we start a harmless office flirtation and know that we should not be playing with fire, but then we are sorry when we are badly burned later on and our family is destroyed. We are tired on the weekend and decide that skipping church one time won't hurt anything. And we later find that skipping again seems a little bit easier each Sunday. We may hold resentment against a person for some minor, irritating thing, but we don't say anything about it because, after all, it's just a little thing. But then we wind up losing all relationship with that person and are still grinding on it years later. We may start sitting in front of the television and know that we are getting in a rut, letting the idiot box be our whole entertainment and life, but find it hard to get out and visit folks or even read a book once in a while. We may have a good program going for ourselves in our recovery from addictions and then start to slack off on the 12-step meetings, the praying, the meditating, and calling our sponsor, and the next thing we know, we are using again. We might have a small leak along the chimney of our house, but it's not too bad, so we just let it go until part of the roof rots and falls in. There are a few weeds in the flower beds, but it's not that bad. So we wait until it's an overgrown mess, and then we despair of even starting to get after it. There is a tendency in all of us to neglect the little things that we see that could bring trouble until such time as they really do bring trouble. Preventative maintenance seems almost impossible, but even catching a problem in its early stages and doing something about it is difficult for us. It is a pattern for humans that we see sin creeping into our lives, but are hesitant to stop it from creeping. Probably the first man and the first woman on earth had a notion that eating the forbidden fruit could be the start of something bad, but said, "It's no big deal. How much trouble could this cause?"